From Topcast in London, this is the Africa Week. Today is Friday the 19th of April. Here's Topcast's top pick of stories in Africa this week. The world marked a decade since the kidnapping of 276 girls from the Chibok Secondary School in Nigeria's Borno State. At the time, calls for their release morphed into a global campaign amplified by a number of celebrities. Today, almost 100 remain in captivity. Demonstrations were held in the Nigerian capital Niamey on the weekend, calling for the last of the US military to leave the country just days after Russian instructors and military equipment arrived. This pivot by the junta away from former Western allies, including France, and towards Russia, follows similar patterns in Mali and Burkina Faso. Speaking of Mali, the country recently recorded its hottest ever day, 48.5 degrees. Well, a report out this week says this heat wave in the Sahel and West Africa would have been impossible without human-induced climate change, and that more should be expected. Attention was on the other side of the continent too, 1 year after war began in Sudan. Close to 9 million people have been displaced and almost 2 million have fled the country to escape the turmoil and acute hunger that the conflict has brought. Over $2 billion was pledged this week to help combat the humanitarian crisis there. Meanwhile, the UN says it needs $3 billion this year alone to tackle chronic food insecurity in Ethiopia, with some top diplomats warning of famine if not enough is done. Senegal is a well-known transit point for cartels trafficking drugs between Latin America and Europe. That was briefly interrupted earlier this week as the country's largest ever land haul of cocaine was seized. It was 1 ton's worth near Senegal's border with Mali. There's been widespread recall of a batch of Benelin cough syrup manufactured in 2021. Six African countries have pulled the Johnson & Johnson product from the shelves, which is thought to contain high levels of diethylene glycol, linked to recent deaths in Cameroon and the Gambia. The manufacturers Kenvu say they are conducting their own tests and working with health authorities to come up with an action plan. And each year, Time magazine highlights what it thinks is the 100 most influential people in the world. The new list released this week features a number of Africans, including Nigerian musician Burna Boy, Kenyan President William Ruto for his work on climate change, and my personal favorite, South African rugby player and double World Cup winning Springbok captain Siya Kolisi for being, well, all round brilliant. That's a selection of Topcast's top stories from Africa this week. Have a look at the show notes for links to more on these stories.